It's Christmas time. Here at the campus of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, it's Christmas time, 2014. It's a time where we sit back and say, what are we worshiping here at Christmas time? Are we worshiping the man Jesus, the child Jesus being born? Or are we worshiping the divine in each one of us that the man Jesus, the child Jesus told us is within each one of us? Are we worshiping the peace, the joy, the magic, the wonder of who we are, of who we really are? What is our divinity? What is our reality? Are we worshiping the wholeness, the goodness, the right action of all that we are? And if we are worshiping that, then we are finding out that all is peace and all is wonder. Are you ready to worship that? Or are you so enhanced and entranced in the Christmas story of giving, and the Christmas story of receiving, the Christmas story of presence, the Christmas story of somebody else's life? The divine is in each one of us, and wonderfully so. And this is the divine life that we each live, that we each know, and that we each are. Are you ready to live that divine life that's within you? Here at the campus of the University of Healing, we share with all of our students and all the world, be yourself and have fun. This is what Jesus taught. He said, it's a joy. He taught, the Father is love, and He is love. We are all love. This is what we are taught constantly, again and again and again, that love is the only magic thing in the world. And it is what Christmas is all about. Love. To love ourselves, to love our neighbors, to love all that's in the world, and especially ourselves. For if we love ourselves, love your neighbor like yourself. That's a familiar phrase, isn't it? If we love ourselves, then Christmas truly has found a home in us. Christmas has truly found a place in us of who and what we are. Christmas has found a place of saying, yes, the joy and love of unconditional love dwells in me. It dwells in me and it dwells in you because that's the only place it can be. We can only love our neighbor like we love ourselves. For if we love ourselves unkindly, we'll love our neighbor unkindly. If we give of everything we have, not because the world needs to receive it, but because we need to be the transient for it. It needs to pass through our lives. Everything comes to us and we give it out freely, and more comes to us and we give it out freely because we are part of the channel. We are part of the gift-giving program. Christmas time gift-giving is not a matter of receiving or giving. It's a matter of being the channel of all that is good and beautiful, of all that is lovely, of all that is harmonious, of all that is magnificent. When you can live your life so completely, so fully, so wonderfully, that your life is just a shared experience, when you are like a little child. This is what Jesus told us. We must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. If you are like a little child, you do not claim anything. Your parents may teach you to claim things, but you don't claim anything. You just enjoy everything, and you share it, and you give it, and you give it again, and people come to you and give you things, and you play with it, and then you share it, and you give it. And when you go to bed at night, and you have nothing left because you've given it all away, you do not feel poor, but you feel richer for having had it and having shared it. This is what Christmas is all about, feeling richer for having had it and having shared it. Can you live your life so fully, so completely, so wonderfully, that you can say to yourself, this is what it's all about? This is what it's all about. It is being the channel, being the giver and the receiver, but never possessor. We possess nothing in this earth. We are here to live and be our joyous selves, to pass through this experience with no claim on anything, whether it is great wealth or poverty, it makes no difference. All that makes a difference is that we give so much of what we have to others that the joy is in the giving of it, not the receiving. The joy is in the sharing of it, not the possession of it. When we can teach our children this, we have done a great and glorious thing. Then indeed the Christ child lives in each child. Then indeed the Christ child lives still in us, because we are sharing and we are giving and we are living exactly what we believe, exactly what we know to be true, exactly who we are. Could anything be more grand and glorious than that? Not really. We hear the Christmas music and it sparkles in our hearts and our eyes. We hear the Christmas stories, and all the stories are of sharing and giving unconditionally, without any expectation of something in return. But even that, we need to have it as a good feeling. We can take our lives and plant the feeling of goodness in our lives and let that shine out in us to all. No one owes us anything, and we owe nothing to the world. We only choose to be ourselves and have fun and live that fun and magic of what we are in all things that we do. It's an easy thing to do if this is how we've been trained. And if it's not how we've been trained, then perhaps now we want to train ourselves to be the channel, to be the gift giver, to be the gift receiver, to be the gift itself, the gift of love that comes out of your heart and mind to all people everywhere in the world. We hold no grudges. We don't know what grudges are. We only hold happiness. We don't tell stories of unhappiness. We only tell stories of happiness. We don't repeat unkind things that make other people less than we are. We surround every person in our world, every person that we know and don't know, with our pure white light of love. And as we surround them, we illumine them with our joy and our happiness and our harmony. And this is what the University of Healing is all about. It's the University of Wholeness. This is what the Church of God Unlimited is. It's God being unlimited in all. And this is who you and I are, living our life, living in our world so gloriously, so wonderfully, so fantastically, that we are the voice of Christmas. We are the joy of Christmas music. We are the happiness of the Christmas art of being ourselves and having fun. We live our lives so wonderfully, so beautifully, so fully, that we are like the little children. We're like the little children before their parents told them to take care of the things that they were given, because they were their toys and they should not give them away. Because if you will stop and think, every toy that you ever received that you gave away is still in your heart and is a joy to you forever. But every toy that you hold on to, that you have in your toy chest, that you have in your closet or in your secret place, it does you no good. It never brings you any happiness. It doesn't bring you peace or bliss or anything good. It only brings you possession. And in divine, there is no possession. Jesus gave his life and his heart and his soul to telling the people that God is a God of love. And all God wants for any of us is to be ourselves and have fun under all circumstances. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely Christmas. Have a lovely lifetime. And let the new year sparkle in your life with the realization that you are divine. And that's the gift given to you, by your Creator, by you, to all others. Know that as the divine loves you, and as Jesus loves you, and as God loves you, and all love you, I love you. I love you. I love you. Merry Christmas, my beloveds. Merry Christmas.